Thank you. Time to punish you. rearranged the veins in the face to make them more resistant to alcohol and less prone to aging. If I had been God, I would have sired many sons, and I would not have suffered the Romans to kill even one of them. If I had been God, with my staff and my rod, if I had been given the night, I believe I could have done a better job. And if I were a drone, patrolling far and sky, with my electronic eyes for guides and the element of surprise, I would be afraid to find some. slow smile you keep in my warm brown eyes. Catch the sweet hover of lips just barely apart.
Catching some rain. Thank you.
So you think you can tell heaven from hell, blue skies from pain? Can you tell a green field from a cold steel wave, a smile from fear? Do you think you can tell? How did they get you to train? Yeah, hills for gold, hot ashes for trees, and hot air for cool breezes, cold comfort for change. And they knew each day a walk on part of the war for an evil.
That you were in. We couldn't rehearse with them on stage because you lot were here this afternoon. But we've never seen these kids before today. They're from Portobello, just over there. They're your kids, these are local London kids, and they're gorgeous. So well done, guys. Okay, we're going to take a short break so the sun can finish going down, and then we're going to come back and resist.
Yeah. One of the reasons I'm here today is to tell you, I won. I won. And the other thing is chaos. There's zero chaos. We don't run it. This is a fine-tuned machine. I won. This is a fine-tuned machine. I won. So it's a won. This is a fine-tuned machine. And the other thing is chaos. There's zero chaos. I won. So I won. I won. Thank you.
is on the cross. Remembering games, days of chains and locks, got to keep the loonies on the cross. The lunatic is in the hole. The lunatics are in my home. The paper holds their folded faces to the floor, and every day the paperboard brings more. Thank you. Thank you. Can I introduce the band? Why not? Playing lead guitar over here on my right, Dave Kilminster. Behind Dave, playing a very soulful Hammond B3 and also piano and other keyboards, Mr. Bo Costa. Yes, Bo, very old friend of mine and a long-time colleague. Also playing keyboards, but guitars, and that slide guitar as well. John Carrick. Okay, over on this side of the stage, we have a triumvirate of musicians who helped me make the last record that we made a couple of years ago. And we had a really good time making that record. It's called Is This the Life We Really Want? Not Is That, Is This the Life? I know some of you know it because I saw you singing the words with me. So thank you for that. It was a sort of community sing-along thing. I like that. Anyway, where was I? Right. So they agreed to come on the road with me. Three great musicians. The first one here, very tall one, playing the bass and guitars. Great musician, Gus Seifert. Next to Gus, playing the drum kit, the legendary Joey Warrenko. I maintain that every rock and roll band should have at least one hippie in it. And we do. And that's it there. He's the third of the triumvirate, playing lead guitar, singing David's old vocal parts beautifully, and his own as well. From Southern California, Mr. Peace and Love, Jonathan Wilson. Okay, every band should also have at least one Scottish person in it. Come on, give me a little. So another very old friend of mine, from north of the border, ladies and gentlemen, playing tenor saxophone, Mr. Ian Ritchie. To my right here, from the indie band Lucius, the indescribably adorable, beautiful, and incredibly talented Jess Wolf and Holly Lessig. We all had lunch around my house yesterday, and one of my guests gave me this. It's a kafir, obviously, as many of you will know, traditional Palestinian head dog. This particular kafir has been made by Palestinian refugees in Jordan. and they sent it for a friend of theirs to give to me, because I have for some years been supporting their cause. I'm going to take this opportunity to say this in London just once. We are all faced with a choice, all of us, and that choice is whether or not we believe in the contents of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights in Paris in 1948. The Declaration states that all of us here in this beautiful park, all of us in this country, but all of us, all our brothers and sisters all over the world, deserve equal human and civil rights. And these rights, according to that 1948 declaration, are irrespective of ethnicity or religion. So they would extend to my brothers and sisters in Palestine. So that's all I have to say. Voilà.
Stand up.